Welcome back. Well, today we're going to learn a nice little hack or simple pointing out instruction or inquiry that will hopefully allow us to reorient from our head to our natural state of being, to a more awareness-based, spacious and pervasive, interconnected and open-hearted presence. So one thing I want to make clear is that we're not creating a meditation state when we do this, but again, we're shifting from a closed-minded or ego-centered way of knowing to an already awake, already installed awareness that is already entirely aware without our help. So let's begin in our small thought-based way of knowing and doing, just feeling into your current sense of self and the head looking out of your eyes, familiarizing yourself with this way we normally walk around and create the habit of me, I, and mine, which is an important way to begin. So again, just notice this habitual pattern or loop of thought, going to object, noticing how it's always moving, but can only focus on one thing at a time, and that it's made of a functional part of our mind, which is a problem-solving kind of ego function. So with this hack or this inquiry, we're going to allow awareness to open to itself. You know, this already awake awareness that knows without our help. And the key is to be able to transition from thought-based knowing by unhooking awareness from thinking and then allowing awareness to look back or feel the spacious and pervasive sense of being aware that isn't located in one point of view. So we're going to see if the ego can let go, step back, relax, and allow open-hearted awareness to take the lead, while still letting the functioning part of the ego, the problem solver, to continue. So the ego can just be another part of the team, as we're aware from this more awareness-based, spacious, and pervasive sense of being. And just to be clear, the inquiry, which I'll state now, which is what's here now when there's no problem to solve, isn't about going beyond all common issues or problems in life. It's recognizing that the thought-based identity is trying to solve the problem of self. It's trying to solve the problem of identity. Who am I? It's trying to find gratification, happiness, and awakening. What we discover, though, is that the main obstacle to our awakening is this small sense of self that's trying to find it. So when this problem solver pattern relaxes, we may be able to feel directly what's here, who's here, where we're aware from that isn't the small sense of self, the problem solver. Okay, so once again, settle into a comfortable upright position, feeling your body's relation to gravity. And then when I ask the inquiry in a second, remember, immediately let go of the problem solver and notice with awake awareness where you're aware from. Okay, so here's the inquiry. What's here now when there's no problem to solve? Not going to thought, to orient. Just resting back and down as this awareness that's already and always alert fills into this sense of openness. And just curious, where are you aware from? Noticing what's arising, breath, sensation, pleasant or unpleasant feelings. Just noticing and being with the mind and body as it is, without trying to make it a certain way. And now just turning awareness back to be more interested in what's aware of this content. So shifting from the content to the context. What's here now when there's no problem to solve? Noticing the feeling of awareness that isn't uncomfortable, that's never agitated, that isn't sleepy, that's effortlessly awake, aware, alert. Even if what is arising is cloudiness, realize it's still effortlessly aware of that. And just noticing that awareness is arising as sensations, thoughts, emotions, pleasant and unpleasant. Just embodying this spacious and pervasive field of aliveness and awareness that can welcome everything. Doesn't need to push anything away. And it doesn't need to get anything to be okay. What's here now when there's no problem to solve? Well, thank you for practicing. Until next time.